In response to the Federal Electoral Boundaries Commission's decision to maintain the North Island Powell River current name, the riding's MP, Rachel Blaney, has filed an objection and requested a change to North Island Cothet. Blaney spoke at the Standing Committee on Procedure and House Affairs, PROC, meeting on April 20 to present her objection to the current name. "The proposed name change is much more reflective of the entire riding," stated Blaney. "While Powell River is only one city in a large area, Cothet is the name of the regional district, so it encompasses a much larger, more representative area." Blaney noted that the word Cothet, which means working together, was gifted by Sly M. Mon Nation to Cothet Regional District in 2017. Sly M. Mon asked Blaney to undertake the name change request, which she is doing with the support of Homal Co. and Clahoose First Nations, each of which has shared culture and language with Sly M. Mon. "The name change is an acknowledgement of the First Peoples of this territory," added Blaney. "Powell River is named for the first superintendent for Indian affairs in British Columbia, a man who brought in many colonial policies, including residential schools. Changing the riding's name is a vital step towards reconciliation." Sly M. Mon Haggis John Hackett stated that the proposed electoral riding name change is a small and tangible step on the reconciliation pathway, but is one that will have great impact for Sly M. Mon Nation and its citizens. "Israel Wood Powell, for whom the city is named after, has caused deep suffering in our community, which continues to affect us to this day," added Hackett. Sly M. Mon Nation appreciates MP Rachel Blaney's ongoing support and reconciliatory effort her office shows for our community and our sister nations through initiatives like this. Comox First Nation is also fully supportive of the proposed name change for the federal riding. "Including Cothet in the riding name acknowledges Sly M. Mon, one of our sister nations, both culturally and historically, and provides important recognition of the First Peoples of the region," said elected Chief Counselor Ken Price. "Promoting Indigenous languages is an encouraging step in the reconciliation process." To view a video clip of Blaney's presentation to PROC, go to youtube.be/jitalro_rdmzw.